today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Ladies and gentlemen, Salamu Alaikum. You are with today's special from IRIB English Radio. Please join us on how to organize our life in Islam. Today, Friday, is the 13th of Jamadi al-Thani, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 16th of Day, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 6th of January, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. We bless this moment by listening of chapter Al-An'am, verse 73, and of course, an important point of this verse.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. وهو الذي خلق السماوات والأرض بالحق ويوم يقول كن فيكون قوله الحق وله الملك يوم ينفخ في الصور عالم الغيب والشهادة وهو الحكيم الخبير.
And it is He who created the heavens and earth in truth. And the day He says be, and it is, His word is the truth. And His is the dominion on the day the horn is blown. He is knower of the unseen and the witnessed. And He is the wise, the acquainted.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
This verse implies that the creation entirely is with Allah, and He is all wise, all aware, and He is cognizant of all things. On the day of resurrection, the splendor and appearance of Allah's power will be manifested to everybody, since ordinary means are not effective there. For this very reason, this power will be manifested more. Thus, since the creator and administrator of the world of existence is both wise and aware, then do obey Him.
Shukran ya Rabbi, shukran.
شكراً يا ربي شكراً هديت قلبي شكراً نورت دربي شكراً شكراً يا ربي.
Again, we are with you. And our topic is how to organize your life in Islam. Keeping life organized often feels like a juggling act. Just as swiftly as you move to catch one ball, say finances, family commitments, or fun with friends, the next one is hurtling towards you. Unfortunately, some balls are bound to hit the ground. Weeks failing to prioritize sleep, fast food instead of meal prep, and etc. Instead of throwing life's tasks in the air in hopes you'll somehow manage to catch them all, follow a framework to keep every area of your life in order. The result is getting more done while feeling less stressed, less juggling, more living.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his purified progeny. Dear brothers and sisters, in this very show, we are going to talk about the ways to organize our daily routine. The first is meditation and mindfulness. Starting our day with a purpose helps us shape how the rest of our day turns out. The second, principle that I want to mention here about making and organizing the routines is to develop a fitness routine. The next actual principle that we want to share and refer to is an afternoon pick-me-up. Find a routine in the afternoon that works for you so you can reorganize and finish your day on a high note. The next principle that we want to recommend to you, dear listeners, is to declutter and simplify. Reduce distractions and allow for greater focus. The next principle that we want to refer to is to plan ahead. Set aside time for planning, review previous tasks and the progress made, make lists, note any important dates and appointments, and etc. But we suggest extending your planning to other avenues in your life, such as the mentioned meal planning, exercise scheduling in time for your social activities, but also laying your clothes for the next day. All of these small adjustments will help you be more organized and build a routine. Thank you very much, dear brothers and sisters, for listening. And thanks for staying tuned till our next, alaykum Allah's protection, till our next show. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
IRIB English Radio. Recitation as well as translation of Quran.
وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَهْتَدُونَ.
And we certainly gave Moses the scripture that perhaps they would be guided.
Short commentary of the Quran. Islamic issues.
Institution of the family in Islam is the most beloved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
The life of the infallible. All in all, in today's special, IRIB English Radio.
Again, we have a tip, an important one, on getting organized. Why? Because it's good for our iman, our faith. It's very simple. Wake up early. Most of the cultures in the world agree on the following. Early to bed and early to rise makes a man healthy, wealthy, and wise. The problem is that only a few successful people apply this in their lives. When I read about the life of successful business people and public figures, the most common thing is that they all wake up at around 4 or 5 a.m., if not earlier. This time is great for creative work, planning, thinking. Do not try to communicate. Abstain from reading and answering the emails. Spend some time to plan your upcoming day and upcoming life. Islamic prayers 5 times a day, besides its spiritual value, is also a good exercise for the body. One of these prayers is scheduled by Almighty to the early morning before the sunrise. If you are not a Muslim, for you this will mean a soft exercise. Short running mixed with some kind of meditation.
Rabbuna رب القلوب وهو علام الغيوب في الشروق وفي الغروب نوره يهدي العصا ربنا الهادي الودود فضله ملء الوجود عفوه خير وجود فارتجي دوما رضا.
Dear brothers and sisters, today is the demise anniversary of Lady Fatima Umm al-Banin. So today's special offers its condolences on this sad occasion. Throughout Islamic history, only a handful of women have emerged as models of perfect womanhood in all legitimate social and righteous domains. In addition to the four ladies, four leading women of the world, Lady Maryam, Lady Asiya, Lady Khadija, and Lady Fatima Zahra, peace be upon them all, there are several women without the religion of Islam would have greatly stumbled. Fatima, more commonly referred to as Lady Umm al-Banin, peace be upon her, ranks among the most esteemed and pious of Muslim women to this date and will remain so due to her courage, piety, and steadfastness towards the Prophet and his household, peace be upon them all. Her life, despite the fact that she was a fallible being like the rest of us, presents countless lessons that illustrate the type of character and sincerity we can obtain and reach.
The third quality that Imam Reza alayhi salam says we have to acquire is from the wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is sabr and patience, especially when people are going through distressful situations, financially, physically, or otherwise. And this becomes even more important, this issue of sabr, when we talk about marriage relationships. Especially during the early stages of the marriage. And you know, the problem is that sometimes we look at things from a very idealistic point of view. Oh, everything will be good and well, rosy. No, dunya is not like that. Life is not like that. Life has ups and downs. Even those whom you might see they are very successful at the moment, go and ask them. If they are willing to talk about their own life, they will tell you that the difficulties that they've gone through. And so now, you know, life doesn't always go on the same pattern. And this is where, especially when we talk about marriage relationship, you know, sabr becomes very important. If you look at the situation, many times in the marriage gatherings, I've given this example, that sabr is actually a quality which is becoming less and less among the modern men and women. They don't really have patience. There's a Canadian philosopher who talks about this issue, and she talks about this sense of gratification right away. This is all commercialism, advertisement. Children see, you know, ads of things, and they want it right away. They can't wait. And this gradually even builds among the adults. And so there's no element of sabr, that wait. Maybe there is a problem now, but let's work on it, and gradually we will be able to overcome it. No, they want solution right away. And if it doesn't work, then it doesn't work for the office. And this is where we have to realize that sometimes, yes, your ship, if you use that as a symbol of your marriage, might hit the ground because of low tides. But those who are patient and have sabr, they will wait out until the high tides comes in, and then they will steer their ship back to court.
As you noticed, we were speaking about how to organize our life in Islam. Inshallah, we'll continue on the next episode of today's special tomorrow. So we meet you soon, inshallah. Fi amanillah.
Nothing who you're looking for. Stop doing what you're doing, cause there is no hope. Just come with me, I'll show you what's behind your door. And they showed me all kind of lies. My eyes were locked, yes I was mesmerized. But deep inside I know that there's a better world. Cause I'm a believer.